Okay. Just what we didn't get to yesterday was the whole question of the Bremer for Natsa Rabbi Abba, which was the original case. How the Amr Lechavi my voice like be Bahai Ara, Amr Lechavi Zavanis Achal Vishne Chazaka, as usual. I see Chatzada the Achlat Lashani. He brought one aid of 3 years of Achila. They thought this was like Natsa Rabbi Abba, but then they said no. Amalei Abaye, last five lines. Me dummy. Ha sam sada la rui kasi ki asachrin b'hadim apkinu le mine. Ha chos yu kasi ki asachrin apkinu le biyadei. No, this is not only Naska Rabbi Abba. In the case of Naska Rabbi Abba, there would be two aidim that I grabbed, I would lose. In the case of this guy who has one aid of 83 years, there are two aidim 83 years, he would win. So it's very different. El idam yohad Rabbi Abba. But what case of Cheskes Gimel of fighting over land would be Dom and Askin Rabbi Abba lechad sado letardishni ule heiri? Right, the pashuk shot is almost everyone says that it would mean that I claim that bought it for you. I only bring one aid, but I don't bring an aid that I ate it for three years. I bring an aid that I ate the pears for 2 years. We know from Rav Nachman. On Daflam and Gimlon based, that if there were two, now it's like Naskad Rabbi Abba, if there were two aid, I for sure lose the land. If there were two aid in that I ate the payros for 2 years, I would also have to refund you 2 years of payros. Now there's one aid, the land, there's not grab, there's one aid that I owe 2 years of payros. And I basically, there's one aid, I was chote 2 years of your payros, and I say, didi chati. I say, yeah, I ate 2 years of payros because I really bought the land. And then it's exactly Naskad Rabbi Abba. I can't swear against the eight because I admit to eating 2 days, 2 years of Paris. I just claim they were mine all of one. And then we talk to Shabbat Meshali. Okay, that seemed very reasonable. However, there's a bit of machlokes Rishonim about what the Havamina is and what the Maskana is, which I think is very fascinating to analyze. First of all, in the Maskana, it says too many words. Originally it says 3 years, so idam yahad rabbi abba l'chad sa'adah u'letarkish shani, right? It used to be plus a shani, now it's tarkish shani, u'lepeiri, and for peiros. If it says in the maskana, and for peiros, that might imply that the havamina is about the karka. The maskana is 2 years peiros, the havamina is 3 years karka. Who makes that diuk? The first day in the Rashbam, at the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis, and the Rebbeim Chanan, right? So if you say here, what's the Havamina, and what is the Maskana, the Rashbam in his first Neda, and the Rebbeim Chanan, both say, Rebbeim Chanan doesn't explain it to him, they both say, the Havamina has been writing about the Karma, and the Kamash one, it's about the Peros, and based on the Dio. Alpi diok lashon ule peiri. What you say? The havamina is that the issue is the karka. Is that he is chayav lehachzir hakarka, and they're not even thinking yet about who has to be repairs, who doesn't. We don't know. They're not thinking about it. The kamash one is that no. Pasha Shemachzir Hakarka, the, let's say a little better, the Raya from Naska is that he's Machzir the Karka. Say, no, it's Pasha that he's Machzir the Karka. The Raya from Naska is that he's Machzir Peiros of Shteishanim. Okay, this is the way the first day of the Rashbam and the way the Rebbeinu Chananel reads it. The question is, what the Maskana makes perfect sense. It's Mamish Naskad Rabbi Abba. It really makes perfect sense. It's a total parallel. There's one eight that I took something from you, and my claim, I know I took it, but it was really mine all along. Great parallel. What's the Havamina? Because there's one aid, because Naska to Rabbi Abba, I have to give you back your land. I have to give your land Mela, because it's your land, and I have no proof of Cheskes Gimel Shana.
So what do you mean, Rabbi Yav? It's obvious I have to give back your land, which is why the Rav Ben Chanal is not clear about this. Or Ishban says, Don't think the half amina so seriously. You know, it's always a problem in half aminas. There are some schools of thought and some yeshivas where they take every half amina very seriously and build a whole lumpus on it, and often it's very difficult. Here, the response says, don't take the half amina so seriously. I'm not sure what Rabbeinu Chananel might have not have thought, but. Why you need the raya from Natsin Rabbi Abba? What's the? It says, oh, don't take it so seriously. It says Rashbam, not a serious comparison. It's a serious fact. He has to give the karka back, but it's not a serious comparison. And basically, what happened to the Gemara? They said, oh, it's like Natsin Rabbi Abba. You have to give the land back. If you have one Adam for years, of course I have to give land back. I don't have two Adam because it's Zimul Shana. And then Abai says, that's not Doman. They never thought it was Doman. But Abai says, why are you bringing me something? Basically, Abai doesn't say you're wrong. They weren't saying it was really Doman. They were just saying that talk is cute, but it looks a little the same. And Abai said, right then, what are you giving me cute that looks a little the same? To bring a case that's really the same. And he comes up with a case that's really the same. Okay, that is the Rashbam in his first day and the Rach. However, the Rashbam in his second day, and pretty much all the Rishonim, except for one, say no. The Havi and Maskana are both fighting about the payrolls. What do you mean in Karka? Obviously, if I don't do Egon Chesed Shonim, why are you going to be talking about Karka? Don't be silly. Right? And don't say it was just a silly Havamina, or at least don't say it was such a silly Havamina. It was talking about the payrolls all along. On the maskon, it says, idam yeflechad sada l'tarki shani l'peiri. Well, hold on, it says three things. Chad sada, tarki shani, peiri. The chad sada was true in the havmina also. It was 1/8. So maybe the payroll is also true in the havmina, meaning chad sada stays chad sada. Plus shani turns to the shani. Okay. Maybe Peyri stayed Peyri, or maybe Kaka turned into Peyri. Could go either way. Could say Peyri's like Chatzad, it stayed the same. And the only difference is Trey Shani. Or you could say Peyri's like Trey Shani. So the first they said Peyri's like Trey Shani. It must have changed. They wouldn't have written it if it didn't change. They wrote Chatzad, but Chatzad didn't change. Maybe it's enough for one thing to change. Yeah, that's what most Rishonim say. The Peyri was always Peyri, the Chatzad was Chatzad. The only thing that changed was 2 years. And then what was the Havmina? The Havmina is that the Raya. Minaska is that in Yesh Echad Al Gimel Shanim Mishalei Peros Gimel Shanim. And what's the Maskana? The Maskana is exactly what it says. The Maskana is that no, that if there's Eid Echad on Peros Gimel Shanim, Potter mi tashlum peros. Mimonish. Right? If he ate it for 3 years, he should get the whole land. And if he didn't eat it for 3 years, he doesn't have to pay. You say, pay me because you ate my, I'm assuming you're saying, pay me back, you ate my peros 3 years. What do you mean if I admit you ate my peros 3 years, then it's your land? Mimonish. Rather, and what doesn't use that word, but that's basically the same. Rather, the Raya Minaska Shayach Rak. Okay, the Kiddush in the Eid of Beis Shanim, that was, I think, everyone agreed all along. The Kiddush is, what if there was one Eid of 3 years? The Havmina was, I'm high to pay 3 years of payrolls. The Maskana is, me money shot. My Eid payrolls 3 years, I win. I win everything. Obviously, I can't pay you 3 years of payrolls. Okay, here's a fascinating question, which I'm just going to ask. I'll ask a fascinating question. So what was the Havmina? The Maskana sounds pretty good. The Maskana sounds pretty good. What was the Havmina? Again, here the Havmina is you need a raya, the Maskana is Pasha. So he said the Maskana wasn't serious. The Maskana also knew it was Pasha. That's what Rashbam says. Here, it's not given to the Havmina, the Maskana, not what the Pasha, what's not. What's within, Mishalim or Pata Mitashlam? So what was the Havmina? What happened to be Manasha? Right? What is the Svara
of the Havamina.
So again, here you get the same question. Maybe you could say the Havamina was a mistake. Actually, you could say the Havamina was a mistake. The Havamina says they didn't think of Vimana Shach. They didn't think of the fact that, well, if you really eat for 3 years, then you win everything, so we can't make you pay. Esher, right?
Maybe. Shalom Yadu Shepater Vimana Shach.
But the question is, can we give an actual svara for the Havamina? Maybe the Havamina is an actual svara. The actual svara is that it sounds a little weird, right? If I have one aid that I ate your karka for 3 years, I lose the karka and I pay you back 3 years of payros because we believe that I ate 3 years of payros, which I paid back, but I just still don't have a chazaka. Sounds a little strange. If I ate 3 years of payros, why wouldn't I have a chazaka? Right? Sounds a little strange. What's the Havamina? So, I could think of two ways to possibly explain this Havamina other than a toast. It could be a toast. It's possible. Anything's possible. But I can think of two ways to explain this Havamina. I don't know if anyone else could think of a way to explain this Havamina. One way is based on, maybe you could say, basically, to explain this Havamina, what do you have to say? In the Havamina, I ate payros for 3 years, but still didn't have a chazaka. How can you say Havamina that I ate for 3 years and don't have a chazaka? You must say eating 3 years is not enough for chazaka. What do you have to say? It's not a chazaka if I eat for 3 years. It's a chazaka if I have two eidim but I ate for 3 years. If I just ate for 3 years, I don't have a chazaka, right? Or it's a chiddush.
It's okay to have a chiddush. Achilas gimel shanim lo mehave chazaka. Rak eidos shnei eidim al achilas gimel shanim. Right?
The old, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears, right? If I eat the fruit of a tree in a forest and nobody hears, have I made a chazaka? So maybe the chiddush is, no. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears, it didn't make noise, right? It's only chazaka when you have eidim. It's not a chazaka when you do it. Therefore, we can believe that I ate for 3 years and make me pay, but I still don't have a chazaka. But why would that be? Why would that be? L'chora, if I don't have eidim, then why should it be that I don't have a chazaka? I could think of two svaras, perhaps.
And what would be the svara? Maybe. Imtim to lower that chazaka is a Takana Durabanan,
right? If you say Chazaka shouldn't work d'oraisa, it's only Takana Durabanan, then maybe you could say Durabanan only made their Takana when you could prove it. When you didn't prove it, they didn't make their Takana. Actually, you could say Durabanan only made their Takana when you can prove it. The Takana was only Chal when you could prove it. Sure. They didn't make their Takana. Whoever ate for 3 years gets a Chazaka. They made a Takana. Whoever brings proof they ate for 3 years gets a Chazaka. Sure. Or maybe you could say, based on Rabbeinu Yonah and Lamed Gimel and Beis. I'm pretty sure this is on the Makoros and Lamed Gimel and Beis, which I know was a long time ago, even though it doesn't seem like it should be. But we didn't mention this aspect. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, they're a big Kiddush. He says, Ach v'shtarach. Says, what if I say, I ate the land for 3 years, I had no agent? Can you say to me, Ach v'shtarach, where's your shtar? So his question is, as long as I say I ate the land for 3 years, then you don't have the time anymore. Where's your shtar? I ate for 3 years and lost my shtar. That's his Havamina. His maskana is, I'll read a few. Yesh lomer amrino le'ach ve'edim she'chzak v'gimel shanin. Devadai ha'yalok le'zahurei b'shtar t'feini plashnin. Kevin she'en l'cha edim chazaka. If I ate for 3 years and I don't have edim, I should have been careful with my shtar. A person doesn't lose his shtar if you're eating for 3 years. He loses his shtar if you're eating for 3 years and knowing he has edim in his pockets. Before you have to just have two eidim in his pocket. That's a big finish psychologically. And then you start asking questions, what if he had two eidim, then one should think one of them died, etc. But maybe I'll hear Rabbeinu Yonah, or I'll pee Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? I'll hear Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Then, Sarich, He doesn't mean tzarech, we enact. I think he means tzarech, a person naturally would.
It's tzarech, we zaher bishtaro im lo achal bifnei. I'm just adding the word shnei, which I think is fair.
Because after all, he does use the word ede in the plural. So he says the plural of latashen. Meaning, no, taka, we believe you that you ate for 3 years. But since you ate for 3 years, and now you didn't have two ede, you should have been careful of your shtar. We say, where's your shtar? Since you don't have a shtar, you lose. So I think you could explain the half that even in a very technical sense, saying, chazaka is the kind of rabbanan. We believe you ate for 3 years, but you don't have chazaka because the kind is only chal when you prove you ate for 3 years. That's the way they made their takana. Or you could say psychologically, we believe you ate for 3 years. Pay back 3 years of fruit. Oh, why don't you have a chazaka? Because since you ate for 3 years, but you don't have edim, you should have been careful with your shtar. Where's your shtar? You lost your shtar. We don't believe no one would lose their shtar if they don't do it. And therefore, we prove that you're a liar. Okay, that could be a big kiddush, but we can explain based on certain understandings in, even if you take this understanding, you don't have to go so far as to say this hot mina, but at least you can explain. You could have said, no, it's the comment. The comment is hot, whether you bring your eating to Bezin or not. You could say it's about like when you go, no, but maybe as long as you have one aid, or maybe as long as you claim to have two aid, and you're still looking for him, we would believe you. But maybe you can explain the hot mina. Now, we just want to explain what is the maskana. So, what is the maskana here? It's going to be a little complex. What is the maskana? One way of saying the maskana is based on mimon of shach. Okay, what's the? I added the word mimon of shach. Maybe I shouldn't have. Right? The Gemara didn't say mimon of shach. They just say. Well, they just say you're potter, right? Why are you potter? One way, why are you popped in the mascot? Yes?
I'm not sure if this is the mashmash of Tosus because I think it could be written in two pieces. But could it be that Tosus is saying it's a tradition of the way that you say echot? That the way we map the Avamir is that the echot is not book that is coming to give the Avamir. Maybe it's more of a Avamir, but that the echot is not coming to give the Avamir Chazaka. It's only giving Azus, his intention is only to give Azus not a chazaka if he has one for deed.
Okay, but what about Mimanashah? Forget about the Edafah. Mimanashah, the fact is you ate 3 years, the fact is you didn't eat 3 years. If the fact is you ate 3 years, you have a chazaka. The fact is you didn't eat 3 years, how can you pay for 3 years? So you have to say my star.
It depends on what the Shatnabai is.
Okay, so let me ask Shatnabai, then you'll see. What is the Svar of Abai? Well, the Svar of the Havni was either taught they didn't know a Pasha Miman of Shach, or they didn't know the Miman of Shach. They didn't hold to the Miman of Shach because they held that 3 years is not enough to have Chazaka, only 8 years, 3 years enough to have Chazaka. Chazaka in the forest doesn't make noise. What's the Maskana? Now, I prejudiced us by saying the Maskana is Miman of Shach. One way, the simplest way to explain the Maskana, I think, is that it's just a Miman of Shach. Even though the Gemara does not use the word mimanashah. So one way to read the maskana is, yeah. Mimanashah. What's the way to read the maskana? Mimanashah, that if he ate for 3 years, he gets karka and potter from paying payros, because he gets the appearance. If he didn't eat for 3 years, then he's potter from payrolls. So we monitor he's potter, right? Okay, and what about this svara? So we did either deny this svara, or say, okay, I could keep going at a certain point. I don't want to keep going. And what about this svara? Either that's not how chazaka works, or even if that is how chazaka works, the special rule in echad, the echad is not lechayish shvua just because he passed aspersions, and echad is only lechayish shvua because we imagine that if another eight came, he would win, and therefore it depends technically on what would happen if another eight came. We take the luck of shvua lechayish shvua after lechayish moment lechayish shvua, literally, and we don't accept
this svara, either because we hold differently. Okay, but at a certain point, there are too many possibilities. So about Cheskes and Shonim, and we just don't think that's a good svara, or because we take literally Kol Makom. This is a phrase in Gemara. Sheshnayim, Shnayim, Mechayim, Oso Mamon, Echad Mechayim Shmua. You don't have to take it literally. You could say whenever it's a serious edus, not for the tight Shnayim Mechayim Shmua. You don't say no. One edus on the Mechayim Shmua. What if there was another edus Mamon? Because we're not thinking that another edus could come, perhaps. And the reasoning that's kind of sure is because we start thinking that maybe another eight will come. And in which case, since if the other eight would come here, it would change the whole calculus, it changes. Okay, but this is the Pasha way to understand it. I mean, Manashah. But then let me ask you a simple question. A, that's not what the Gemara says. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Midav Hasav Sadhila Ruya Ta'asi. Here, the by Nasser Rabbi, the Edom are coming to weaken it against him. Because when another comes, he'll lose. Here, so you're a costume. Okay, it's going to be that to be said. But let me ask you a simple question. What would happen if, what if, now you think this question is so simple that I'm stupid for putting it on the board, right? What if, Eid Echad Hayin Sha'achal Shtei Shanim? You're going to say that's a stupid question because that's exactly the case of the Gemara. He has to pay the 2 years because he has no more mimonishah, right? He has to pay the 2 years because he has no more mimonishah. Let me say a little better then. Because, yeah, I'm making this sound so. What if?
If Eid Echad Heyed Sha'achal Shtei Shanim Ve'eino Yodeya Yoser Mizah.
One eight said he ate 2 years and I don't know anything else. Then you would say, Kaya v'shalem peiro beishanim. Why? Because there's no mimanashah. Right? After all, what do you mean mimanashah? Just say he ate 2 years and then. Why do I bother to point that out? Because who disagrees with this tzak? You read it carefully. The Rashban. Look at Rashban, Dibur Mastel, El Idamia, the last one on the page. El Idamia, Nasib Rabbi Abba, Lahak Sadi, Lutabi Shinon Peir. There are many interesting things with Rashban. But one of them is, Dibur Rudin is Havad Shinon Rabbi Zalta, La Roy Hachal, the Achlas Peir, Rosh Shinon Chayim. But Amla Shmur Shimon, Zvanta Nieli, but let the Shimon Eid Kazaka. Shimon does not eat Kazaka. The Dina Hula Duri Ara Lamara, he has to give the land back. The Kibbutz has to eat Kazaka. Okay, he thinks the Migu will protect the Peshas woodwork. Fine. The Abgad of Hadley Ara, Pavir, the Mahadri, the Lekasavi, the Akhala Pavir, the Migu, the Akhalomer, the Hadley Fah, the Akhali Alam, the Akhmizvini, the Leslawala Shua, Shua meaning Shua Tessus. And above, here's the important part. E. Gasavi, the Akhalpir, Tarkin, Shane, the Hadrin, the Maduri, Akhilu Pavir, from Nakhil, or Hadri, or Hadri Pavir. There are 288 for 2 years, but I think Ruben Khadsa. But for I think Rechad Sadu the Achal Peri Tarkin Shin Ugigon. What's the case? Ugigon. She made Shelo Achal Kiyem Shvichshav. The aid has been passed by only 2 years, and I know not a day more. The Lavish Yud Shem Kasi. It's not coming down Shem on that. And then Amashul in Achli Di Achli. She Nisa Achar Kepirs Ever Blom Sakit Shari. Who did he do? Andrei Abba, etc. Right. What does he say? Only the aid says 2 years and no more. What's the implication of the Rashban? The implication of the Rashbam, this is a strong implication, right? The Rashbam is Midoyak, right? Potter. The Chayav Rak in Hayed She'ochal Ach V'rak Eishavim. If he said you wait only 2 years, then he's hired to pay the payrolls. But only if he said, what is it? What's the case? Only if he said that, I'll read it again. Okay, go on. What's the case?
Other Gershom says the same.
I think the Rash earlier in the Sugya with Nasim is he's clearly quoting the Rash Rama called Testament out. The Rash Rama says that even with Shnei, you needed to say Lo Yosef. Rash Rama on the top of called Testament out, not just Eid Ech.
Even with two Eidets, only if they stay Shonim. The low Yoster. That's the first one. I'm going that one.
Yeah.
That's another. Whoa. Okay.
Low Yoster doesn't mean 2 years and 1 day. It's not 3 years.
Well.
I think
anyway, that is interesting, Rosh. But if the Rosh Hashanah really means that, which
that's what the
Rosh Hashanah below Yoser.
The Rashba definitely thinks that's what that means.
Right, and then rejects it.
He disagreed, but he says that the Rashba thinks it means the Eidim say Eid for 2 years and not more than that.
Because if they say Eid just 2 years.
If they say Eid 2 years, but we don't know about the third year, so then it's not a good Eid because he doesn't have to pay. It's like a cash off or something payment. So it's not a Vin and Eid Ephraim.
Aha. Oh, okay. That changes the. That changes what I wanted to say. But it seems to be a good point.
Think of the Rashi on.
Well, we give all the basis. We're getting it right now.
Yeah.
That changes everything. But we seem to have a good point. Here's Rashi. We're going to load it. Yes. Why? Because of what it says later. Then it says the Siyui. And if it's the CUA, that is different. Ain machover bit ainai. Ain machover bit ainai. But you put the two Rashbams together, you know what? You put the two Rashbams together, and okay. You're right. Okay. So I only have one way of explaining the Maskana of the Gemara here. The Rashbam here is based on it's hard to not put two Rashbams together, as the Rashba says he does. Anyway, the Rashbam says something interesting here. What does the Rashbam say that's interesting? He works off the phrase Leruyi. What if Hevi Eid Echad or Beis Eidim She'achal Beis Shanim Ain Yodim, and they know nothing more than that. So the other Rishonim would say, Chayav Meshalein Peros Beis Shanim. Why? If there are two Eidim Beis Shanim, he moves the land, he has to pay for the Peros. If there's one Eidim Beis Shanim, then that's Naska Dravigada. Right? Because he loses the land, and through Naska the Rabbi Yavi gets to pay it. But the Rashban, you put the other two Rashbans, the Rashban on Chav Tesam and Aleph is the deal for Gabe Beis Eidim. And on Lamed Daled and Aleph, Gabe Eid Echad, is very Medoyek that he's Potter Mishom Deha Eidim. Ba'u l'sayeya also below, really below Ruri is l'hachlishos, right? Below the Ruri.
That's against the Abaye.
What?
That's against the Abaye.
It's not against the Abaye. That's who's reading Abaye. Abaye says, I made three and it will come to help you, but two and didn't say it was two and no more. Or one eight, he just makes no kippin abaye. Abaye says, if eight says it was two and no more, he makes no kippin abaye. And that's yokimtan abaye, yokimta. And abaye is that, hey, idu rak, beishanim velo yoser. And likewise, on the chavtes, he makes no kippin of Nachman, that they made it only beishanim velo yoser. He says here, the big finish, whenever. It's not a new way of reading our sugya. It's a side point that goes into our sugya. Our sugya makes sense. When the one aid is coming against you, then you have Naskid Rabbi Abba. When one aid is coming for you, you don't have Naskid Rabbi Abba. question is just what's against what's for. And the litmus test, like I said, what would happen if there were two? If there were two Edom says, Ach Rak Shnei Shanim, we know what the answer is. If there are two Edom say, Shalosh Shanim, we know what the answer is. What if there are two Edom say, Shnei Shanim, and we don't know anything else? All the other Rishonim say you lose and have to pay 2 years of payrolls. There are five in these two places. By making a kiptan, Abaye says, you would lose the kaifa, of course, but you wouldn't have to pay 2 years of payrolls. Why? Because they're coming to help you. They're coming to be part of a chazakah. When they're coming to be part of a chazakah, that's not mechayiv you to pay back the payrolls. That is a big finish to Rashbam. But you're right.
Could you say there's the Ramban later on in terms of three separate sets of Edom who come to testify in 3 standards? So the Gemara says that they're Edus Achas and Zon. So the Ramban brings Rashi there who says that that's really because it's all like the beginning is really the Ikra, the first Edom, and everything else is just kind of like maintain that Chazaka. So if you say like that, maybe that's what the Rashbam is kind of like.
It could be the Rashbam building off of it works much better because the Rashbam, the Brown Leader, and Duff and Bub, then this Rashbam it is a lot easier to say. You haven't fully done the proof yet, but you have something on your side to leave you neutral, as it were. Okay, that big finish this Rashbam. Perhaps I have to think about it more because I was, I know something legal is that. So let's leave it for now.
Yeah, Rashbam earlier said something that I think has a lot of sense.
And the hustle. Mm-hmm. And the likes of the Rabbi Abi, how saw the like real the Shal Nigu the Chote.
In other words, for the Rashbam, what's critical, and this is how he understands the Abai. The Abai is making a distinction between an egg who's coming to say the land belongs to him, and an egg that's not coming to say the land.
And the Rashbam is saying an Edu says 2 years, and I don't know more than that, is coming to say the land belongs to him. He's just not succeeding fully. He's partially succeeding.
Why should you say that?
Because he's giving a third of the way to a Chavaka.
That's not that.
I understand.
It doesn't give. If you can't say 3 years, then it's not saying that the guy was up in the land.
It is a good question. I mean, bottom line, he lose the land. So, and bottom line, you don't get 2 years of papers. So why?
I don't know that the Edom are coming to help it. When they say 2 years,
I don't know if the Rashbam cares if their kavana is to help him or not. He might care whether they could help him. Meaning, these Edom could help him, right? All he's doing is finding the third year, and now he's set. That's the mission Duff and Bob. So I don't even sorry.
Then he didn't ask the right words. Maybe I'm reading too much into the words of Zohar.
I understand. No, if I only had that Rashbam, I would agree. But when we continue, and he says, what's the case where they said 2 years and no more than 2 years? It clearly implies that it's just... No, but that's not... But they have to say, we saw you didn't eat the third, because I think his lashon is, it's not that they only... That's an extraneous line. And if you add that to Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes, the first Rosh Hashanah in the second, it says... The achol tartin shin velo yoser, which there I might not have been a diet, but you put two and two together. Okay, it becomes very interesting. I'm going to leave that for now. I just want to end with, we had three ways of reading our Gemara. One was sparked up the karka. We didn't have a good hesver and Rashbam, but we felt okay. So Rashbam said it's not supposed to be. Ends with the papers. The mainstream shot, every other region of the world, except for one, says start with the papers, end with the papers, and then we had, maybe there's just a tall stick, not going to be one shot, or maybe there's a lump, there's not Hetzke Skimel Shanim, and or about Enechat. And, but there's a third way. What's the third way? That is a Rabbi Gershom. Rabbi Gershom doesn't say anything about the about the Havamina, but I think it's obvious. The Havamina is that. The Havmina is that he has to give the karka back. Again, I'm filling in for the maskana. Oh, let me start with what Rabbi Yerushalm writes. What does he write? First of all, he also has this thing like the Rashbam. He says, they say he ate 2 years and no more, or that he ate, but it was through buying the piros mashkanta and it wasn't eating a virus. And that means, like, what does he say here? He says, the raya from the naska
is that en heidu she'achal ach v'rak be'shanim, he's machzir the karka.
That's the maskana for the Rishonim. He's machzir the karka. Why is he machzir the karka? Because he should swear that it's his karka, but he can't, because his shua would not be against the aid, and because there's no shua karka, so he loses. As he says, the eight says, he throws in an equivalent case, which is not necessary. He said you ate 3 years, but I know you ate it as a mashkanta, like that you just bought the payros, and therefore it doesn't represent owning the land. Or like an oris, the machish of marla dibure. This guy said, I ate it 3 years and I bought it. The eight says, you did not eat it for 3 years. You ate it for only 2 years, and I know not the third. Or you ate it only as an aris. I know not a full eating. Okay, I've been doing the chasad and naska tomorrow, the nitba. Umishom hachi nami, hai sad the mashle, mashle ki gazlan. Umitoshin yachli shava, shenish but all karka mashle. And here he can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because he can't swear a karka. He has to give back the karka. Now, if we fill in for Rabbi Gershom, what does he think the hachmina was? I think the way to fill in is pretty easy. Right? We'll fill in green. Right? Or no, we'll just fill in brackets, right? Originally, they thought that the raya from Nasca was that hey in, she'achal gimel shanim, machzir hakarka. Okay, originally thought if one end says I ate for 3 years, I have to give back the karka. Then they say, no, that's ridiculous, we manachach, right? Aval in hey in aid echad she'achal gimel sha'ah, she'achal gimel shanim, eino machzir hakarka. Okay, now this Gertler's giving me a face here. Right? I also have this face, so I figured it out. Which is, what is going on here? He has one aid. Of course, he has to give it a kakra with him without an aspid barabi abba. Because he doesn't have cheskos gimel shanim. Well, what's the havmina here? Havmina, you can always say it was a stupid havmina. Say it like Rashba. But it sounds, if you fill the blanks, laskana, one aid of 3 years, he wins the kakra. And Ot says lepevi. Lepevi just means, that's how he reads. How does he read? I read him to you wrong. How does he read the Tarki Shonim Lepeiri if it's about the Karka? You could say Lepeiri means now we're talking about Peiros, not Karka. Or we're talking all along about Peiri and we're repeating ourselves. How does he read the Tarki Shonim Lepeiri? He doesn't read that they're fighting about the Peiros. No, that's not his shot. What does he think? The word Tarki Shonim Lepeiri means Litarki Shani Ulapeiri. He does not say it means they're fighting about the payros. He said they're fighting about the karka. We're never discussing it during the payros. What does he think it means? That's why he says Zinami. He means Hey Ed Eid Echad She'achal Ach Virak Bein Shanim. That's Litarki Shani Inami. Hey, Ed, she'achal gimel shanim, aval, she'achal gimel shanim, kikana ha'peiros, or an oris, etc. And that is lepeiri. It's not saying they're fighting out the peiros, they're fighting out the karka. It's just saying two options. Either he was made you only in 2 years, or he was made you in 3 years, but was made that you only ate it because you bought the payrolls. Either way, he was made you only because the shot, and that's the Ikershav Dara. Now, this is Rebbein Gershav. Okay, he has a totally different shot in the word located. The question is, what's his Svara? You know, Svara?
Doesn't that go directly against?
Against everyone. Doesn't that go again directly against what's written? Yeah, it's fine. What's written in blue is a chiddush. Yeah. The question is though, what's shot? Why should it be a havamina against the karka? right? Why should we have Bina gets the karka? What's the problem? I'm sorry, this is not real. You should know, for a long time, I didn't understand Rabbi Gershon. And, you know, I started to have a very kiva that maybe, you know, there's no way to make sense of Rabbi Gershon's Perush on Shas, which is very peculiar, because he was Rabbi Gershon or Goba. You know, he might have been radical shittas that are not mainstream, but you can't say he didn't know how to read a Gemara, right? What's the hava mina, not to mention maskana, that he should ever get the karka? After all, he doesn't have Aegis Chazaka. Exactly! That has to be shot in there in their mid-gear film. The shitase of something we have on the board, I checked my files. Something we have on the board is Shir 46, board 1. I checked, it's official, Shir 46, board 1. We have a Prisha on the board, and it's all in the Prisha. So everyone should have figured it out. B, what's the Hamina? So you have to just say, Rabbeinu Gershom makes a different Okimta than everyone else in the world. Everyone else assumed there was Aegis that the other guy was the Markama. Right? That's the normal case, right? There's Aegis, he was the Markama. And then Aitaina has Nushan. He just, if you change one Okimta, it actually makes perfect sense. The answer is, you'll just make an Okimta. There's no Aegis that the other guy was the Markama. Now it all makes sense. When there's no Aegis, the other guy's the Markama, forget about me paying papers. I should get the land. Mishnah, I admit you're the Markama, and I claim that I bought it from you. That's the Mishnah in. I say, I admit you're the Markama, but I bought it from you. Mishnah in Tzuvos. I win. Pesha Asur Pesha Hinter. I admit it's your land. I bought it from you. Pesha Asur Pesha Hinter. So why, if I made him on 2 years, do I lose? If I made him on 3 years, do I win? The answer is, this is, if you'll excuse me a bit, the Rabbeinu Gershom l'shitase of Rashbam. It's not as great. If it were Rabbeinu Gershom l'shitase of Rashi, I would say, got in my back pocket, it's all tied up with a nice little bow and a ribbon. Rabbeinu Gershom Rashi, after all, Rashi got in the store, Rabbeinu Gershom changed things. But yeah, he started with Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom Rashbam is already a couple more steps. But nonetheless, Rashbam got his Mesorah from Rashi, who got his Mesorah from Milder Rashbam, learned by his grandfather, who got his Mesorah from Talmid Rabbeinu Gershom. So okay, it's not a strong Mishitase, but if you compare Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom to the later Bali Tosos, it's a they're closer. Certainly, be very, very sure they're smart. They're much closer. Which Rashbam do I mean? The Rashbam, Adap, Lamed on the days, Dibur Masno. Fourth wide line, Ba'at Minai Wolves of Inta, Shafilo Ma'isa, Tony to be Nice of Inta. Even if this is the case where I admit you're the Murakama. And what does the Rashbam say against Pasha Chan of the Gemara? Who knows what Pasha against, but seems to us to be Pasha Chan of the Gemara. He says, and the truth is, he says this a few places. This is the response on this page. He says it explicitly. He implies it a couple of places. Fourth wide line, Lamed on base, 30B. The Adi Nailo Zavita, Shafi, I said 20 Nailo Zavita. Even if you timed that, it used to be yours, but I bought it from you. Hello, in Hello, Shtarak Lokazaka. Without a Shtarak Lokazaka, you lose. The response is against the Mishnah Ksubas. The response says, by saying it was yours, but I bought it from you, I lose without a Shtarak. The Mishnah Ksubas says, I win. Rashbam gets against the Mishnah. Hey, you could be against Mishnah Ksubas if the Marvin got the Holtz about, etc. But this happens to me, if you go through all the shots in your head very quickly, then you'll notice that they never have any opinion that disagrees with this Mishnah Ksubas. So how do you resolve the steer between the Rashbam and Mishnah Ksubas? So I think we had two shotin in the board in Shira 46. There was a Bach and there was a Prisha. But I was a little more replenished. I think at the time, I checked my board. The board didn't say which I preferred, but if I remember about that, at the time, I thought the pre-show was more Pasha Pshat. The pre-show says something very Pasha. What did the pre-show say? Where do we have room to stick in this pre-show? What did the pre-show say?
Prisha says that, what if he says, right? Shelcha haisa v'kanisi mimcha v'ein li eden. Says the Mishnah in Ksubos that he wins. Says the Rashbam in Basra Daf Lamed Amadeus, he loses. Ah, the Rashbam's not allowed to go against a very famous, oft-quoted Kuleyama Mishnah in Ksubos. So what does the Prisha say? The answer is obvious. What's the answer? The answer is, it depends what he says. Answers the Prisha. What's the part about the Prisha? The Prisha says, it's just different okimtas. Says the Prisha, this is where he was ta'an. Again, nothing very radio. Ta'an, shekana, the achal, gimel shanim, the avad sharo. And this is where, right? And this is where Ta'an Shekana V'achal Beishanim V'avad Shtaro. What's the difference? Right, green is the Prisha. He says very Pasha. The Mishnah Ksubas is when, it doesn't say it's the Mishnah Ksubas. But if you notice every case in our parak where the guy's amigo, it always starts with Minas Vinted Akalpashte Chazaka. Why don't you say Minas Vinted I amigo? And you're not even dying, especially if they were real life stories, right? But the Prisha is Madaiq, and I think he's writing when the Rashbam is Madaiq. Says the Rashbam, if I say, you have no Edus, you're the Marakama, you have no proof it was your house. But I admit it was your house, but I've lived there 3 years. Just my Adam died, whatever. And I looked around and everyone seems to have forgotten. Then I went. That's amigo, peshasa. But if I say, you have no proof. I admit it was your field, but I bought it a year ago, ate the fruits for a year, and I lost my shtar. Then I lose. What do I lose? Because amigo against achve shtarach. After all, if I've only been there for 1 year, not a real yoga. Even if I don't have Adim, after 3 years, I can lose my shtar. If I'm there only 2 years, where's my shtar? If I was there only 2 years, where's my shtar? And Migo, the Chiddush of the Rashbam, is that Achri Shtarach beats Migo. After one Chiddush of the Rashbam, says the Prisha. What's the Chiddush of the Prisha? I apologize for all this gerrymandering. But there are people who do worse gerrymandering. What does the Prisha say? What's the Svara? The svara of this Prisha is that Ach Vishtarach beats Migo. Why can Ach Vishtarach, like an Amit Sadi, very strong, because I've got so strong that it beats Migo. So when I've been there for 3 years, I say I have a Migo, and you have nothing against me. I lost my Shtarach in 3 years. Yeah, nothing good for me. Everybody knows she's young. When I've been there for 2 years, I say I have a Migo. But you said, Migo is your shtar. I say, it lost it for 2 years. Ha! Achri shtar. No one loses their shtar for 2 years. That beats a Migo. So if you are willing, once you say this Prisha, now Rabbeinu Gershon makes perfect sense. Now everything works out beautifully. Now Rabbeinu Gershon makes sense. If he testified that I ate only 2 years, or Kalshtetz, he testified that I was only Yorei Lepei Rose, which means I ate 0 years. Then why my master the karka? Because Ach Vishtarach beats Migo. What we call, remember, the Rishon called Migo the Hachasha. Migo, I'd say, was never yours. Beats Migo the Hachasha. Hachasha means it was never yours. But if I ate it for 3 years, then there's no Ach Vishtarach because I ate it for 3 years. And he wins with Migo Dehachasha. Now, I mean, again, it makes perfect sense. At first, they made a mistake, but the Maskana makes perfect sense. If I have ages of 3 years, or even if I have ages of 2 years and doesn't know more than that, or two ages, say 2 years and doesn't know anything else, then I win, because I claim to have been there for 3 years. I claim to have an excuse for losing my star, and I have a Migo. I could have said it was never yours. But if the Edom come and say 2 years and not a day more, we promise, we testify, or even one guy testifies, you've only been there for 2 years, he's basically testifying that I
have an achmei shtar against me. He's testifying, I have no excuse for losing my shtar. He's testifying that I'm lying when I claim to have lost my shtar. So if I was only there for 3 years, well, how could I lose my shtar? So he's testifying, I'll give the land back. I cannot. He's testifying, I have to give the land back. I cannot swear against him. I can't swear against him. And I admit that what he says is true. You have to sort of add that point. Otherwise, it becomes a little funny to like speak up to other terms. But if one comes against me and calculates that I can't swear, and I admit what he said is true, just try to claim a different fact, then that's not for the Rabbi Yama. I admitted what he said was true. I didn't swear. I claimed a different fact. And in that case, it's still a tremendous skittish. That made that's why Karka's worth something. At least if you admit he's telling the truth and claim a Kurt Wolf. But that's what Kiddush Rebbeinu Gershon, and I think this Rebbeinu Gershon is quoted with Lushitasi, quote unquote, Lus Lushitasi, and responded to that one of the base. Aliba did to Aliba did the Prusha. And yet, Chaim was here to tell us whether anyone in the back of the Sifta deigned to try to explain this Rebbeinu Gershon, or just said, sorry, Guddle. But I promise you one thing, if anyone in the back of the Sifta tried to explain Rebbeinu Gershon, this is what they said. That much I'm willing to promise you, that will be. The Kuvani skipped him. And they said, we're not going to be a tree up ourselves to explain a stranger bit of Gershon because he was before they were Yishuv Shechem. But if they did, this is a bodily explanation because it can't be coincidence that he would be explained by this Prisha and the Rashbam and Nachlan and Rebbeis could be explained really only very well by this Prisha. And it must have been a sheet in early Ashkenaz that even made it down to the Rashbam and Nachlan and Rebbeis. Any other questions about last week's shiur before we go on? Okay. Hi. Okay. I will be a poor substitute for Chaim, but I'll do the best I can. See, he's a professional photographer, so he knows you're not supposed to put your finger in front of the lens. Which I'm not a professional, so I don't know that much. Okay, fine. Now, let's go on. Lama Dalam Rebbeis. We have a lot to do. From now, we are for a bit, for an important bit. This is very esoteric. Lama Dalam Rebbeis to Lama Heyam Rebbeis. We're going to leave Chetzkin Simul Shana for a bit. And go to fundamental rules of how Baskin, Paskin, Spekos, and Mamon. Right? Very, very fundamental to the whole nature of the justice system. Start with, but if the structure's a little funny, in the middle we have Etzem Sugya. What do you do when you don't know who wins? No one has a proof. Do you do Yachloko? Do you do Shuni Dadai? Or do you do Kalba Olam Gvar, which are the three solutions brought up in Shas? Before that, you have a side detail about Kol Dalam Gvar, and after that, you have another side detail about Kol Dalam Gvar. Like Lamed Dalam Rebbeis till the end is a side point about Kol Dalam Gvar, Tafsidim Apinan, Lamed Hey Amed Beis from the third line to the eighth line is a side detail about Kol Dalam Gvar. We'll go in order in the Gemara. We'll start with the side point about Kol Dalam Gvar. Let's read it. How are the Mitzvah Levei Trade? Two guys were arguing on a boat. Hayam Didihi, Hayam Didihi, and clearly, neither of them had a raya, or else they would have won. And Pashtus, I think everyone agrees, neither of them was holding the boat. That's why they're fighting about a boat, because you can't really, depending how big of a boat, but assuming it's a normal-sized boat, you can't really hold the boat the way you can be Shimos and Metallus, right? Boat is a little like land in that case. I don't mean halachically, strictly, but I mean practically, that it's more likely that neither one's holding the boat, right? And that's our response. Says, "Lo zev zev mukzakim ba." And to the best of my knowledge, everyone agrees to that. Although we'll have to see that when we get to Tosfos Maskelav. What's the psak before we get to this Gemara? So everyone assumes. I don't think anyone disagrees that the psak is after the two dots. Zev mershol avosai, zev mershol avosai. I'm Ramnachim called olam gavar. Right? Called olam gavar. What happens if I say my land that I inherited, you say it's your land you inherited, and neither of us is muchzak or has any raya or anything? It's just standing there minding its own business and we fight about it. Call the longer, whoever's stronger wins, fight it out between the two of you. So that's also the psak by the arba. The psak is
called the Olin, called the Olin Gomer, right? That is what everyone says. For example, just Tosos starts out very pithily, before getting into the real point of Tosos, Hadin called the Olin Gomer. Okay, that's not the point of Tosos. Then he starts in Tomer, which we're not getting to today. But called the Olin Gomer, fine. So what's the detail being discussed in our sugya? One of them goes and says, I don't want to find out because this guy might win. He'll sail the boat off the sea. I'll never see it again. And I have Eidim. It's just going to take me 2 days to get the Eidim. So grab it into the custody, put it in escrow or whatever you call it, in Beis Din until I get my Eidim so that he won't be mavriach it. Tafsina lo tafsina. Okay, do we list them or not? Rav Huna or tafsina? You know lo tafsina machlokes. Okay, next case. The assumption is they were tofis. Why were they tofis? Either according to, which will be controversial, either according to Rav Huna, they were tofis, or the Rishonim write, if they both agree, then even Rav Yehuda admits they could be tofis, or if they made a mistake and were tofis. Okay, somehow they were tofis. Again, either I'll leave Rav Huna, which may or may not be according to Tosos can carry through, according to Rishonim can't, or by mistake, which is also controversial, or if they, all parties agreed. But somehow they were tofis. Azul Lashon Shad, they were tofis. They said, okay, so take your 2 days, go find the witnesses, everything's safe, you don't have to worry. And then couldn't find the witnesses. Now it's back to Golan Gar. Amar Lulu of Guri said, Golan Gar. He says, okay, now let it go again, and we'll be back to where we started, called Golan Gar. Are you allowed to go back to square one? Mavkinan, lo mavkinan, or Yehuda, or lo mavkinan, or Papa, or mavkinan, another mavlokas, the Helpsa, lo tafsina, maybe the top of the mavkinan. The halacha is very clear. They're not tofis. If one party said, grab it while you may aid him, they'll listen to him. But if they were tofis and the guy didn't come with Aidim, then they don't release it again. So now we have to figure out what's the yesod of the machlokes about tafsinan and about mafkinan. Chronologically and textually, tafsinan is the first machlokes, although conceptually, all the Rishonim are very clear that mafkinan is the first machlokes. That mafkinan is the first machlokes. Why? Because many Rishonim think that the machlokas about tafsinan is totally on the machlokas about mafkinan. No one thinks vice versa. So let's first ask very, very simply, mafkinan. They were many tofes. Are they mafkinan or are they not mafkinan? So, Mapkinan sounds like a reasonable svara. The din should have been called on var. The psak is called on var. They held on to it. The guy said he had a din, a temporary injunction. The temporary injunction expired. So now we're back to where we started. It's not so crazy to say we're back to where we started. So here is who's which? Rav Huna is Rav Yehuda is Lomavkina, Rav Papa is Mavkina. Right? Rav Papa, he's the one who says Mavkina. Mm-hmm. And Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Huna is not this, which only Bidi Yonah cares about, says Lomavkina. Why Mavkina? Because the din because the psak was called the Olam Gomer. So we temporarily made an injunction, now we release the injunction, you're back to where you started. So why would someone say the psak changes? It was called the Olam Gomer. I don't think anyone argues on that. I'm looking for Scripture Shonen. I don't think anyone. So why why does Rabbi Yehuda think they can't release it to call the Olam Gavar? Why does he think you can't release it? What's wrong with releasing it to call the Olam? What's wrong with releasing it to call the Olam Gavar? So here, I think you can have a bit of a subtle hakira. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah here. Just a subtle hakira. says the Rabbeinu Yonah at the end. Once comes to our hands, nischayav debashav mal yasa. We are chayav to do a hashava mal yasa. We have to do a proper hashava. What does the word hashava remind us of? Finish the phrase. Hashava zaveda, right? It's not a proof, but it sounds like hashava zaveda. And what's his proof? Okay. Where does it say in Shas, Safik Yinoch lo yitol v'yim nata lo yachzir? Is that familiar to any of us from elementary school?
So give up a veda.
So give up a veda, right? Elementary school, good old elementary school, right? So what is Safik Yinoch? It's an interesting case. If I find a lost object and it's clear that it was lost, I pick it up and I return it, assuming it has a symmetry. If I find something, it's clear that it's placed there on purpose. The guy just left it there to go to the bathroom and he's coming back and he made a chesed that he wants to leave it here. Then I don't touch it. It's his property. He's allowed to leave it there. What if it's something, Yinoach? I'm not sure if he was meniach b'kavana or if he lost it. The answer is, l'chachil lo yitol, because it's something I shouldn't touch on property. And what if I was no-tell? I can't just put it back where I found it. Because now that I was no-tell, I'm chayv and hashav asadega. And once I'm chayv and hashav asadega, if I just put it down there, maybe someone will come and steal it. If I left it there, it's his achrayus. He decided to leave there, someone comes stealing it, that's his own cheshbon. But once I pick it up, I do hashava, not hashava as much as he was doing. Hashava ma'al yisai, v'achim hashava z'reigo l'gamre. And therefore, putting it stam on a fence, okay. What is bringing you on a sense? Says, I bring a raya from, let's see, hashava z'reigo. Hashava ma'al yisai, the din of hashava z'reigo. Once they pick up this, and aveda does not have to mean, it fell out of my pocket, I don't know where it is. It's clear, the mitzvah hashava z'reigo applies to everything. If I walk by my neighbor's garden and I see that his pipe sprung a leak and he's now gonna lose 100 shekel a day on a geyser coming out from his leak in his hashkaya that's going on his water bill, I have a chiyuv hashava z'reigo. It's not only if something fell out of someone's pocket. Here, nothing fell out of his pocket, but he parked his, he docked his boat in the harbor, and all of a sudden lost control over it because other guys came and started timing that it was theirs and tried to steal it from him. That's an aveda. And the best thing, once they picked it up, it's a chiyuv hashava z'reigo. Once they have a chiyuv hashava z'reigo, and not the loyalty. If I have a chiyuv hashava z'reigo, I can't just stop putting it in the street and say, oh, everyone fight it out between yourselves. No, I have a chiyuv hashava z'reigo. What's the thing if you're not sure who the owner is? Everyone knows what you do if you pick up an aveda, you don't know who the owner is. You keep it until there's proof, right? And it's just Siman, and here it's Adam, right? Everyone knows. I don't know who, again, contemporary applications might be complicated in some cases, right? But let's say, I find a wad of 200 shekel bills in the park, and I pick it up. And I just have trouble. I can't figure out whose it is. And one of you that can just put it back in the park and say, okay, maybe good luck. I have to keep that wad of 200 shekel bills until I'm a varer it. Likewise here, we did a shot of the data. So one shot is, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda keeps us from doing the original psak. It used to be a psak called Olam Var, but now there's a din of Hashavas Aveda.
It might not mean if I picked it up or not, meaning that didn't have the ability.
Suffic, that's what it means, right? Suffic, nochlo, lo yitol, him, nato, lo yatzer. There's a bigger chiyuv, you're right. Some of my examples were not accurate, but there's a bigger chiyuv hashav z'reigo once you pick it up, before you pick it up. That's the hashav ma'al yasa. Until you pick it up, you're not chayv in hashav ma'al yasa. Once you pick it up, you're chayv in hashav ma'al yasa. B'haraya, suffic yinuach, I'm not chayv to stand there and make sure no one takes it who doesn't look like an owner and protect you. But once I pick it up, then I am. But then picking it up makes me a shomer, which makes me more of you than a shav sadeka. Okay. I mean, we can be mindful of that better, but it's true. Okay, maybe it's a chiyuv of shomer aveda, even though he used the word a shav sadeka. Yeah, sure. Okay. I just want to contrast that with, I think there might be, this is a subtle point, a subtle contrast with the Rashban. Says the Rashban, lo mafkinan. Once Mom and Yisrael came to Bezdin, they're not allowed to just be mafker it. Rather, they have to keep it until they figure it out. Here, I don't know if this is a strong deal, but he does say Kevin Shabbat Mon Yisrael got bested. He doesn't say Kevin Shabbat Mon Yisrael Yadav. Now, it could just be because he happens to be talking about a bested. So I don't know if it's a very strong deal or not a strong deal, but it could be that, you know, whether or not it's a strong deal or just an asmach to the Alma and the Rashbam, it's not midin Hashav Sadeva. Maybe this is not midin Hashav Sadeva. Maybe, or midin Hashav Sadeva or Shomer. Maybe this is midin Chiyav Mishpat. If Bezdin doesn't have, there's such thing as recusing yourself. Bezdin doesn't have to judge everything, right? But once Bezdin gets involved, and picks it up, then they have to do mishpat. Once Bezdin gets involved and picks it up, they have to do mishpat. They can't just say we're being machmir things. So you could be maybe in the Rashbam, maybe, right? Midin chiyuv mishpat again. You'll say doesn't have to do mishpat all the time. Do you have to do mishpat all the time? Yes, but there's a higher chiyuv once you are already involved. However, exactly you're machmir it. I thought maybe, but here I'm not promising. But I thought maybe a nafkamina could be an interesting machlokes, which is why I gave you the Mosada of Kut Ritva, and I put it on the Bar Ilan. I had to type it in to put on the cover sheet. So it's not here, so that's on the Bar Ilan CD. To the Mosada of Kut Ritva, they say this Ritva is for one Sadya that we rely on, which is not the one that was printed in Europe. Okay, I'm not a Bar Hachi to tell you the exact, you know, to rate how many stars each Sadyada Ritva gets. But in the, they admit, if you look at a little footnote, they say this is from Sadyada test, whatever it is, I forget exactly who that was. The Ritva says, V'hachi perushu lo tafsin apum d'chad, v'tafsun apum d'tarvayu, lo mafkinan el apum d'tarvayu. We're not mafkinan, we don't let it go unless they both agree. We don't let it go unless they both agree. And that's against the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, even if they both agree, we don't let it go. Says the Me'iri, Mikol Malkam and Yotzim Yadam Achis Barshal Mihu, Bechein Afil Nimlechu Shnei Lotzim Yadam, even if both parties agree to be Motziat. Nope, we don't. Temunachs V'yadam Achis Pashru B'nei L'chalukah, their parents Yadam, unless they admit, or they bring Edim, or they make Chalukah, we're never mafker it. We're never mafker it. And the Me'iri seems to have gotten it from the Rambam. Says the Rambam, in this case, the Rambam doesn't say, even if they both agree, we're not motzi to call the whole bar. But the Rambam says, we're not motzi unless they have some, unless they bring the Hodah or Chalukah, Beshua, or Edom. It seems pretty clear, but not if they just say, bring it back to Kodol Levar. So I thought maybe Efshar, very small Hakira, that maybe that could be Tolu in this Hakira, not Mokrach, but, or maybe at least one way it is, maybe an Afkamina is, what if Shnehem Omrim Lehotzi the Kodol Levar? Both parties agree. Ah, let us just find out Kol Dol Levar. L'chora, the Pashup shot, it was Midin Hashav Zaveda. As long as they both agree, they have no Tainu Hashav Zaveda on us. They can both agree whatever they want. Maybe then we would say, like the Ritva, Motsian if they both agree. Again, one Ksavyat in the Ritva. But if you say no, we did Bezdin can't have Hefker that. If Bezdin says, originally we're not getting involved, then Kol Dol Levar. But once Bezdin is involved, they have to work out a solution. They can't say happy about it. It's a restriction on Bezdin. It could be even the two of them agree. Bezdin says, I don't care if you both agree. This cannot be, Bezdin cannot paskin have kibbutz. Bezdin can't paskin have kibbutz. You could both agree. You should have not come to Bezdin in the first place. But maybe you would say, I mean, it's a strange sheet though. What is shot in the Rambam and the Eri? That. Even if they both agree, we're not going to call the Lampar. Don't say if you peek the head to Lamed Hamed Bays, because maybe it belongs to a third party. Because that's not true, because they both admit that if one of them agrees with the other,
Then we give it to him, and Rav Choshen belongs to a third party. Both of them, they're going to flip it and make a shua. We give it to them. We don't know Rav Choshen belongs to a third party.
But we just, Bezdin can't do it with Kavers. Oh, they call him bar. Bezdin can passively allow Hef Kavers to happen. But Bezdin can't actively take something and create Hef Kavers, because that's the opposite of Bezdin. Bezdin has to make one order and resolve things. And Bezdin can't lead to Hef Kavers. Right, Bezdin can make Hefkeiros, then you would say, like the Rambam, which is a diuk, but a super strong diuk, and the Meiri, who is Mechadlik diuk in the Rambam, because he quotes the Rambam's Lashon, it just says very foolish, even in most agree. Ein Motzien, why? Okay, Midin Hashem's a beta, it's hard to imagine that if you both agree, you can't do whatever you want. Who else do we have a chiyuk to? Shmira Hashem's a beta, it's only the two of you. Again, we're not kosher to one to a third party, that's clear. But maybe in Bezdin, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Could you ever, you imagine Bezdin saying, ah, you know what the answer is? Fight it out. No, Bezdin can't say fight it out. Oh, call the Umbar means Bezdin could say, we're not getting involved, so you're on your own. But once Bezdin is involved, they can't say fight it out anymore. I think that's how the Rambam would hear.
What is the Rambam? What's the Rambam say about the case of Gazlan? If the case of Gazlan, what happens to him? He could come back and just say, you're meeting at Patricia's. Meaning, you guys say that. So if he said there that you also can't even with Patricia's Shneihem, then.
Okay. So the best of my reflection doesn't say anything about Patricia's Shneihem, but it's a good question. Right. If he says that, then it goes against everything I'm saying, is what you're saying. Okay. We
have to look it up. I'm not super worried, but if so, then you're all in cover. Okay. I thought maybe F sharp, but here I'm much, nah. Okay. I'm not going to go there. Okay. The interesting question is, what's the Yisod HaMachlokes between them? Now, is it better to do Kol Ha'Umbar or better to be machbid on standards of Hashavas Aveda slash, Hashavas Aveda slash Bezdin's Chiyuv to do Mishpat. Now, anyone who's been in the Shir all year, or for 1 to 2 years, or 3 years, or 10 years, where the merrier knows that Rafflitzi would say, they could be arguing about Kol Ha'Umbar, or they could be arguing about the nature of the Chiyuv of Bezdin. So, here, Yesh La'ayin, what's the Yesod HaMachlokes, right? What is the Yesod HaMachlokes? You could say they both agree what Kol Ha'Umbar is. They argue whether there's a reason not to do it, right? So one way is, which is not the Achronai Bron Makoroshi, because they were, I think, more interesting, right? One way you could say is that the Kuli Alma called the Olam Var is a Siluk B'Alma. Called the Olam Var just means we're not getting involved. Called the Olam Var, we're not getting involved at all. We don't care. Right? What's called the Olam Var? We don't care. We're not postening. We don't have to care about every fight you guys have. Right? For reasons that we'll clarify in a couple days. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is that here we hold that it's Osir Lehafkir Mishum Hashavas Aveda Chiyuvei Bezdin. And Rav Papa, and that's how we paskin. And Rav Papa says, no, there's no Isser Mishum Hashavas Aveda slash Chiyuvei Bezdin. He would say, no, you have no Chiyuv, you have no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda in this case. Maybe this is not called the Chlal Hashavas Aveda. Yeah, Bezdin is not kind of to not be involved in the Chiyuvs. Maybe that's a lot to be involved in the Chiyuvs sometimes. Or, okay, the truth is maybe that's even a better way to say Almanaske, right? The truth is that is a nice point, right? Because it is a little funny. Because If Bezdin Mela, after all, we have the Emunah Chatziyot Eliyahu, etc., which might have its own reasons, because Al-Minaskein Tafsuhu. Okay, what does the Rishon say here? He says, Mavkinan Kedesh B'tzau Mitchila Shel Adaskein Tafsuhu Shem Lo Yaveni Asuhu B'chol Da'ol Envar. Okay, Al-Minaskein Tafsuhu, since they only were toe-face Al-Minas, that they would see if the guy got Aiden, and then put it back. Therefore, they're not chayim to do more than that. So it could be basically whether Al-Minaskein Tafsuhu is takes away their chiyuv to be responsible with property in their hands.
That would only make sense to Shita, so against the baby. If it's a dinner, I'll show us a baby. You can't get snide and be a go with a baby. Oh, I'll only do it if I don't have to be
much.
You can make it snide, and I'm only taking it if I don't have to protect it.
No, I'll only take it if you bring Aiden. I mean, and the truth is, it does sound like a bit of I admit it does sound like a bit of a fish. Okay, or I'm not sure. Maybe I'll find some other reason. Why? Because I'm not getting to Tafsua or some other reason. However, some of the Achronim say something very sharp here. What does the Chassam Sofer say here? I can also put a Yechidish Rebbeinu Simcha. Don't be very Simcha if you already have a Chassam Sofer, just very Simcha, as something else we're going to call later. What does the Chassam Sofer say here? Says the Chassam Sofer, they're really arguing a Kol Da'ol Envar. Says the Chassam Sofer and Rebbeinu Simcha. Rebbeinu Simcha is the Meshech Chachma, the Or Sameach, right? Or Sameach is his name, Rebbeinu Simcha. And the Meshech Chachma is also his name. Meshech is Meir Simcha Kohen. Right, he's a Kohen. I don't know if he has other sperm and how they tie into his name. That's but at least the two famous ones are all, you know, he made his authorship clear. It's actually a great story. Okay. The guy once, this is a Talmudic, who was looking, he was hanging out in the National Library searching what archives? Yeah, the Sephardic archives. They'll say, just rooms and rooms full of boxes from pre-war Europe of papers that no one knows what they are. So he's looking for something in some box room with boxes of papers from pre-war Europe. And he found an untitled manuscript of Chidushei Torah. No, it was probably missing the first page or whatever. He just found the manuscript of Chidushei Torah. So he's looking around there in the National Library and he says, let me start reading it. He starts reading the manuscript of Chidushei Torah and he says, these Chidushei Torah, not the content, the style. It says, this is the Meshech Chachma talking. I can tell it's the Meshech Chachma, it's his style. I know it's the Meshech Chachma. So then the fellow, he went on a whole project, right, to prove this the Meshech Chachma, because he recognized the style, and he found Eidos that the Meshech Chachma had seven that were never published, and put two and two together, and then found little similarities, etc. And in the end, proved beyond a shadow of a doubt is Rebbeinu Simcha, and that's what's now, it's now on the Bar Ilan. It's called Chidushei Rebbeinu Simcha al-Shas. Chidushei Rebbeinu Simcha al-Shas were never published in his lifetime. That's why they don't have a cool title, like Bar Simcha or Meshech Chachma. Just Chidushei Rebbeinu Simcha al-Shas. Some guy in the National Library 40 years ago or something found a box of papers, opened up, read the first few pages, and says, I know who wrote this. And he was right. Okay, Viker. So what does Rebbeinu Simcha say right here, al-Shas? None of that is secret knowledge. It's all in the Mavot, and it's all printed in the Mavot, which is Shir Mir Sempal Shas, which is, I don't know, Mavot's on the party line. But says the Chidushei Sofer Mir Sempal, he says, no, they're arguing about Kol Da'ol Envar. Kol Da'ol Envar is a funny kind of psak. One thing it's not, it's not a beaver. I know we don't read the Rush. Let's not exaggerate. It's not approved. Aiden is approved. Chazaka is approved. It's not approved. We don't know who's right. Just like Yachloku, we don't know who's right. The question is, what's the nature of Kol Da'ol Envar? What it means, it's like Yachloku. What is Yachloku? We don't know who's right. So we paskin Yachloku because you got to paskin. You know, you can paskin without knowing the truth. There's such a thing as paskin without knowing the truth. Yachloku is paskin without knowing the truth. We don't know. But we paskin yachloku, right? You can paskin yachloku, and maybe we can paskin Kol Da'ol Envar. Maybe Kol Da'ol Envar is a psak. Or maybe no, Kol Da'ol Envar is a siluk, is not a psak. Is Kol Da'ol Envar a psak or a siluk, right? The famous Chakira opened up by the Rush right here in our Sugya that we read on the Makoros sheet. The Rashbam, a little later on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, says, he says, Ein bezin nizkakin lahem ladon din, ela manichin osam kol da'olem gavar. Bezin is not nizkak to deal with this, just simply be below. Makes it sound like a sima. That seems to be the pashut shot, that kol da'olem gavar is some sort of sima. However, the Rush says kol da'olem gavar is a psak. Why would they paskin kol da'olem gavar? So, says the Rush, right? Because kol da'olem gavar is a good psak. Because probably, it's not a beep, but probably whoever is right will win. Why is probably whoever's right will win, right? He gives two svaras. Number one, whoever's right fights harder than whoever's wrong. Whoever has the tzedek on their side fights harder because they're inspired by the tzedek. Okay, you're giving me a look. The Shos Yaakov gave me the same look. I already got that look from the Shos Yaakov. Secondly, whoever's right, whoever's wrong says, you know what, I'm going to fight. Tomorrow he'll fight Edom or some other riot against me and I'll have wasted my time. So whoever's wrong doesn't fight so well because he says, how can I fight? Tomorrow he'll fight Edom. Whoever's right will fight harder because he'll say, if I win, I win forever. Okay, that's a medieval difference to make. Anyway, Kitzer, and now that seems to bite the psak, says the Chassam Sofer. He says, this is the Yesod of the Machlokes about Mafkinan, says the, where's my Chassam Sofer? Here he is. Ordinarily, first he wants to say something else, I admit, I'm doing the ordinarily. It's not just stam fighting. It's just violence. How can they be violent? Right? Basically, Rav Papa says, then the Kol Da'olam Gvar is a logical psak. If it's a logical psak, then Mafkinan. It's a logical psak, Kol Da'olam Gvar. There's good reasons to pass the Kol Da'olam Gvar. It makes the most sense. It's the best way to solve the problem. So we were Tovei temporarily, but when that didn't work out, so you didn't create them, we'll use the best solution. However, says Rav Yehuda, in which case that would be how we're asking, right? According to the Rav Meir Semelis, I'm so afraid. He says, no, Kol Da'olam Gvar is pure violence. And Bezdin is mistalik. Kol Da'olam Gvar is not a logical psak. Kol Da'olam Gvar is a Hobbesian state of nature. Kol Da'olam Gvar is just the law of the jungle. Oh, why are we passing Kol Da'olam Gvar? We don't have some passing Kol Da'olam Gvar. We don't have, again, we all, Gora says Kol Da'olam Gvar. The question is, how long this is that the passing Kol Da'olam Gvar? Or are they saying, or are they recusing themselves and saying we're not getting involved? As the response says, Ein nizkakin. Elamim nichen. Again, that's the Hakira. If it's a psak, then it makes sense. Say a psak. If it's just that we don't have to get involved, then we let you live like gorillas in the jungle because we don't want to touch this. Once we've already touched it, then we can't say now we're gonna become ba'asei v'yadayim and make you gorillas in the jungle. We did not touch it in the first place, but once we touched it, obviously we can't be. It's too late to be mistalik. We already touched it, so maybe that's my focus. Okay, maybe my focus is. Do we have a chinov in the first place, especially if we're told on an asking? Well, maybe it's not the Kol Da'olam Gvar. Is Kol Da'olam Gvar a good idea? If it's a good idea, then mafkinan. Or is Kol Da'olam Gvar a terrible idea? It's just that b'shev yal tasa, it's not our responsibility. In which case, once we already held it and we have to release it from asay, we have no right to do that anymore. That's perhaps the pshat in the machlokes about mafkinan. Okay, let us just take 1.5 minutes we have left and talk about
Mafkinan. Doesn't that bother us that we passed it like Rav Yehuda in the end? Lo Mafkinan, so we're taking a side in this Machlokes.
According to the Samson for Ramir Simcha, in the end we're taking a side. Now it's a little funny because Ramir Simcha here is not tying up all the loose ends, because he claims the that this is also an explanation of Machlokes Rishonim earlier, but happy to be Machlokes Rishonim if it's Machlokes Sama.
What does the Rosh think?
Okay, that is a, I don't have a great, I mean, the Chasam Sofer would just say that tackles the Rosh against him. What can he do? The Rebbe Meir Simcha is also funny, because he claims this Machlokes Tosos and Ramban. Tosos and Ramban earlier, and then Tosos would be like Rav Papa, and Ramban would be like Rav Yehuda, but the Gemara never helps. Okay, Rabbi Yosimcha doesn't answer that. Yeah, Rabbi Yosimcha, it doesn't bother him. He's too yeshivish for that to bother him, or a certain type of yeshivish rather. Okay, I see we didn't get to everything we wanted to get to. Although we got to some you know, very, very basic yesodos, and the hour is already getting late. So we'll have to pick up a Mirtz Hashem on Thursday, and on Thursday we'll finish up our discussion of Kolbo and Var and get into the real, get into the real nitty gritty of how you balance being called out in Var, Yachloku, and Shudu Daini, and the nature of all three of those solutions, and what that, you know, what that tells us. So we'll pick up with that Amir Hashem next time.
Rabbi, can't you use this Chakira to be Maspir the Machlokes between Rabbi Yonah and the Rashbam, and then it's a Machlokes Mishoni, but not a Machlokes Samurai?
Perhaps. Yeah. Certainly, perhaps. Yeah, the same Machlokes Amar is a Kiddush, because then it shouldn't be allowed to be a Machlokes Rishonim anymore. Why that didn't bother? Okay, I don't know. You have to talk to the Chasam Sofer.
I wish I could.
Yes. I mean, we possibly could do it anyway. Not just
simple. Yeah. Okay, but I'm saying fine. So like you can say
it's a kasher or later simple.
Not so easy.
Right. The truth is, I really, you know, I don't know what Rabbi Simcha meant by this. Unless he meant, you could either say it here or say it there, but not both. But.